Om Shanti, good evening. Very warm welcome to Sister Mohini again. Sister Mohini, I think most of you know, is the regional coordinator for the Americas, North America, Caribbean, and South America. It's a big region. It goes from the North Pole to the South Pole. So obviously, Sister Mohini doesn't cover that entire region every year, but she's also the head of the global IT team. So she knows all about the latest technology, and she uses technology to connect with everyone in that area. And one of the things we really love about Sister Mohini is that she's constantly churning Baba's knowledge to find fresh new ways of understanding it every day. And then she connects and she shares with us what she's learned and experienced and what she's practicing, and it's very inspirational for us. But of course the best is what we're doing right now, which is being together face to face in Madhuban. And so one of our traditions in Madhuban at the Shivratri time is that Sister Mohini shares with us her fresh revisions of this Murli, which I'm sure she's heard before. Maybe she remembers even, but completely fresh and new in the context of who we are and where we are right now. So thank you, Sister Mohini, for coming and sharing.
Om Shanti. So you all had very long meditation, right? Lot of time to reflect. I thought Sister Mary will say, she's the world master. She only put me in the region. Right? We all are world masters, right? Yeah, we play our part in certain ways, but Baba has given us title of world masters. Are you all world masters? Do you think every place, every Baba's home is our home? Yeah? I feel that very much. Wherever I go, Baba's home, my home. So we are world masters, right? I think Murli was very simple, but kind of reminding us of what we have to do now. Baba's Murli always is about self-care, making self worthy, and making us like completely free. So there is this, in Western world people do fasting more for the health reasons. Are they do religiously also some fasting? I know that in some of the branch of Christianity they have 40 days of silence, 10 days and fasting. But in India also, whenever they want any obstacle to be removed or they want something to be accomplished, then they decide to do fasting. Baba use the vrat. So fasting, sometimes they do like they don't eat at all. Sometimes they restrict themselves that in these days we have vegan and gluten-free and all that. But in those days also, they say, we're not going to eat this, or I'm not going to eat potatoes, or I'm not. It's kind of sacrifice which is involved. So Baba was reminding us that internally, this spiritual fasting is also very important. And I really liked, and I had been paying a lot of attention on when Baba talked about that, yes, you all are celibate, but when there is celibacy, there is a lot of energy. That's why you know these saints and sages, those who stay celibate, you know, they show that this saint looked at the pigeon and pigeon just dropped because they have so much power. But most of them have one weakness which Baba indirectly mentioned is about anger. They always connect lust, anger, no? Then we say greed, attachment and arrogance. So they are always known for, if they are upset, they will curse you. Of course they bless you, but most of the followers are very scared of their gurus, that if they are disobedient or if they didn't follow properly, didn't do what guru wanted, then they will be cursed. So I think that Baba start Murli every morning, sweetest children, sweet and long lost children. So one thing I think we all must be paying attention, but I had been paying attention that how, even in a subtle way, because sometimes we are not angry, but we are very kind of persistent and forceful, that everyone has to do what I say, right? But unless there is a common, you know, agreement, there is a common feelings about something, I think whatever we do, there is no, not pleasant experience. So more you allow people to be part of whatever you have to do. So not only forceful, but also because of our insecurity, we are very controlling, no? We don't need that really. Because people love their instruments, they respect their instruments. But also they are very sensitive to the attitude and the way the instrument is. Anyone, I'm just not only at center, but we all are instruments in our way. So how to feel everyone, not only belonging to the family, belonging to Yajna, but also they have always choice, you know. And I have seen where whatever that people have lot of, as I said, respect, lot of love. So if we pay more attention to, the Baba said four, and out of four I think the biggest one is anger. And that's where Baba said not brahmacharya only, but brahmacharya. That means when we keep saying we have to be like Baba, we have to follow Baba, one of the most important quality of Baba was that he never would get upset. Even when we want to teach someone something, we have to be very, very courteous should be there, love should be there, sweetness should be there. Because Baba wants us to be whatever our stage should be. But how many years, 30, 40, 50, 60, I hear every morning, but he's never disappointed. He could have, you know, he could have said, how can you be my companion? How can you be combined with me? Look at your energy. No. Have you ever felt that Baba is discouraged or disappointed? Yes, anyone? Have you ever felt that? No. Because he knows that we will become what he wants to make us. We will become whatever our aim is. I don't think Baba has any doubt in us. You think Baba has doubt in anyone? Can I see hand? No one. So you think Baba has 100% faith in us? He knows. Because what happened that Maybe you are going through some settling, you are going through certain, you know, different processes, but ultimately you will come out. You will become what Baba wants you to become. So I feel that each one of us, if we are brahmachari, and if we follow Father, then we will always remember that as Baba has faith and Baba has trust in us, I should also have faith and trust in everyone. So I see in brahmacharya that how Baba served and is serving each one of us with sakash. That is why he was never upset, because he keeps serving. I remember that we talked a lot about being detached. But I remember from Rama Baba, detached, but you are serving, right, still. So I saw Baba in many situations, he was like lighthouse, mighthouse. If this soul is not able to do in a proper way what was supposed to be done, then what that soul needs? A loud voice, scolding, then what we giving? But light and might. So once, we were sitting in courtyard during Brahma Baba's time, and there was someone who was carrying lot of these lights, like 5-6. And then Baba was sitting on chair, so his attention went towards Baba. So when he was looking at Baba, everything fell and almost broke into pieces. And all those around, you always do that. We knew you will do that. Like they start saying, and Baba was giving drishti. And in drishti, what Baba was giving that soul, light and might. It won't happen from, you won't do it again. Keep courage, keep continuing. And I was so moved that all of us said two words or three words, not maybe long, that why you did it, how you did it. And Baba is just giving drishti. And such beautiful vibrations from that light and might. I always feel that when we give jnan to anyone, knowledge, so in when you give knowledge, you are putting someone in a battlefield, right? And you give weapons of knowledge, yoga. But they need, what they need also, is this subtle energy. And really we always think, I have to do Mansa Seva for whole world. Recently in one Murli Baba said, cooperation, we don't give donation in Brahmin family, cooperation of light and might. I know that, I remember the first VIP became student when I was very young in Delhi at a center. So sometimes like they expect little more from the instrument. And I am not really that kind of person. For me, I feel that everyone needs it. So I don't especially will sit longer. So he will get upset about it. And I will just... he will leave upset, and I just go in Baba's room. Baba, this is a soul, very good, serviceable. Baba, this you have to give light by to the soul. And immediately I will get a call, he will say, sorry for my behavior. So we go to Baba and see if Baba can help that soul to get rid of that sanskar. That service, from our kindness, our love, our generosity, and we want to see success of service. And what is success of service? To see that souls can be sustained. Sustainability of any kind needs lot of sweetness and patience. Because whole thing is about sustaining. Some people talk about old Brahmins, some people talk about new ones, some people talk about why number is not increasing. So I said, all this is somewhere through my stage at the center, create a very, very loveful atmosphere. Very, very loving, very, very spiritual atmosphere. So Brahmacharya, these days when we say Om Shanti to each other, we don't share drishti, right? Om Shanti. But I remember, you all must remember, in the beginning, when we said Om Shanti, we really shared drishti of love, of brotherhood. We are children of Baba. So think about, many of you will say, we haven't seen Brahma Baba. So how we know what is Brahmacharya? No, Brahma Acharan. How to follow Brahma Baba? But you have heard many stories that how, you know, once Baba's daughter was in Calcutta and someone wrote an article that showing Brahma Baba in some kind of labor work. He had this kind of work. So she was very kind of, how can he say, he was jeweler, he was so royal. And so she wrote to Baba, should I write back to them in the newspaper exactly what it is? Baba said, you don't have to respond to things which are not truthful. It was, I don't know which Murli when Baba talked, I like it very much, that when you know, it was last night, if you know someone is lying, so you know it, then forget it, no? Why you have to get angry? It's a lie you don't believe, that's all right. But why he told lie, he should be punished or he should be, that's not my duty, right? Lie is lie, you don't believe it and you keep away from that. Or someone, see, we come to know, some people have sanskar to manipulate some lie. And that is why I liked when Baba said, and that's where carelessness. That means you care less for yourself. You don't take care of yourself. And when you realize that any of these four vices, weaknesses, is hurting me. See, before others are hurt, I am hurt. That means I don't care for myself. If you care for yourself, you will be very loving and sweet because your energy. These days I keep a lot of attention on, when we say pure energy, that there should be nothing for anyone from past, completely pure. So it has power, right? And then it has a lot of contentment of moving forward towards the goal, becoming like Baba. So carelessness. I notice a sanskar, I know it. No, I am right. And in our time, when I say, when didis and dadis were our seniors or instrument, any time dadi will say, didi will say, especially didi, I think you all have, her experience was very direct and firm. We used to say, thank you, Didi. We will pay attention. But we never got upset because we thought, at least they are telling us what is not right. And now people, you know, you can't say anything, but also lot of those days was like lot of attention on each word we speak. Is that word a blessing or not? One time Didi Manmohini said, even to remind someone from the past what that person hasn't been able to do, Let's say somebody had commitment and couldn't do it. And you keep saying, you had promised this, you didn't do it. She said, that's not blessing. That means it's so subtle, the pure energy is so subtle that this kind of little pollution, this kind of mix, you know, we get. So that means I am not taking care of myself. No? Otherwise I should know that now, like these days I said, any reaction which comes, any kind of reaction, if someone says something, someone looks at you, whatever, is impurity. Why should there be reactions? Didi used to say, somebody said, are you in Baba's remembrance? So if you are in remembrance, you say thank you. If you are not in remembrance, still say thank you, because at least she reminded you. So this kind of, you know, taking care of the self, carelessness, because we neglect and we just say no. Because we should not remember, we should remember that service is Baba's service. It's not our service. Yesterday Baba said, I am not going to establish new world alone. I want helpers and you all are my helpers. So we should be proud of that. But we have to qualify also, no? God's instrument. So we have to qualify so that anyone looks at us could say, you are God's instrument, you looks like God's child. So I feel that paying attention on anger or being forceful. I heard someone on phone telling other one, what I am telling you is Srimad and you have to do it. So I didn't say anything, but later on, we are also very friendly. So I said, how can Srimad is Baba's, right? It's Baba's Srimad, not your Srimad. Yours will be another Manmat, right? So sometimes it does happen that we start kind of thinking that my directions are God's directions. But allow souls to understand, connect with Baba, and feel that this is the direction coming from Baba. And Murli is the source for that, right? But laziness here is very deep sanskar, and it's not physical. Let's say sometimes you have overworked, you are very tired, and you want half an hour extra rest during day or whenever. I don't see there is any. That's not laziness. But some people, because they are very sensitive, one of the quality of sensitive nature, if they can't accomplish much, plus they are always tired, heavy energy. So this heaviness inside, they don't move fast, they don't do, their intellect is not, you know, not only efficient, but pure and divine, and intellect has to be divine. Divine intellect is our birthright. Baba has given us as a gift. And excuses is our habit since childhood. I don't want to go to school today, right? So what I say? I don't know if you have done, at least I think most of us, not regularly, today I have headache, I'm not feeling well, I don't want to go to school. And parents and teachers, they all know, if you are genuinely not well, if you are sick, is all right. So one time, one senior, I don't remember who, said, if you say today I am sick, right, and you get off from work or what you have to do, Then when you are really sick, you might not get off. Nobody will believe you because every time you say, I'm not well. Whenever we don't want to do anything, first thing I say, we say, no, I'm not feeling well today. There are some souls, they have habit of always, always being late. Well, today I was late too, but therefore there was a reason, no excuse. So, first thing they will say today was, lot of traffic, lot of traffic, lot of traffic. I mean, there is always chances of traffic or anything. So this habit of making excuses, Baba said, no, three things. Carelessness, laziness, and making excuse. Many times Dadis say that speaking lie is another thing. But when you make excuse, you don't feel you are lying. But actually, it's 50% lie, maybe 60%. So, how do we internally remain honest, you know? If you cannot do, just say that I can't do it or I won't do it. But when you say why I cannot do, sometimes is it true and sometimes because you don't want to do. So recently I had been noticing that body consciousness, that impurity or subtle arrogance. Subtle arrogance is such an energy which always makes you feel you're not content, you're not light, you always have like heaviness inside. And contentment definitely is a beautiful quality. So these are very subtle traces left from leftovers of the vices. Yesterday or when we were talking a lot about that in the kitchen here, we're doing hygiene and all that, gopis sitting here, lot work has gone. And one of the big questions is for all the same, what you do with leftovers. So some, they get up in the morning, they mix everything and give. Some, they make fresh and then they mix the leftover. I remember one couple had a lot of conflict, and one of the conflict is that husband is saying that why she has to mix it. If she really wants to use us, put both things and let's take it. But what she does, she makes little and then she mixes the leftover. And I also feel that what happened yesterday, when I wake up in the morning, there are leftovers in the feelings, in the situation. So what we do with leftovers, whether in our kitchen or whether in our mind, what we do? Anyone had any thought? So actually pay attention. If you really want to be light, clean and fresh in the morning, for Amrit Vela, no leftovers. Before Baba, Dharamraj, whatever little mistakes I made, whatever reactions I had, and when you are reacting, what you are saying might be right, but the way you say and the time you say could may not be right. There was one sister, she's very efficient, everything. But, you know, sometimes these efficient souls also have their own, you know. So she can't take any comment or when we suggest anything, it's a big thing. So we thought, what is the way to help her? Not instead of criticizing, saying how to help her. So someone wanted to say something. Now she is very busy with something. And this soul is sending email to this one or other one is calling. I say, is this the time now for you to tell her what is not right? Let her finish what she is doing. Sit properly and propose that for the well-being of the center, for atmosphere, for you, we suggest that you do this way. So sometimes it is something nice you are saying, but not at the right time. So it doesn't really help the soul, no? Say it in the right words, at the right time, and then you see that how well it is received, how well it is accepted. So we have to, these little traces which are left, just imagine the renunciation and sacrifice which we all have done. Right? It's not little actually, unlimited renunciation. Comparative to what hermits do. But after all that renunciation and sacrifice, what I liked was value of this spiritual birth. You value yourself, value your inner treasures, many assets Baba has given us. So Baba's valuable child, each one of us. No, Baba said, Baba loves every child, you all are. This is your most valuable birth. So remind yourself of confluence age, of your spiritual birth, and then in that, when you value it, then you will also not only care, but how do you conduct yourself? Not like ordinary souls, but you will be more as an elevated soul. So I like it that Baba said about our this birth and how much we are companions of Baba, we are helpers of Baba, we are combined form with Baba, no? How many titles he gave us. So determined thought. Lot of people make lot of promises, no? Determination. What is determination? First word is determine. That means be sure. Discern and be sure. This is what I want to do. And I find that it really works if you have this purity, pure energy and determination. You will start seeing how gradually, maybe not in a day, I say, no, now I don't get upset anymore. But you will find there is softness, more gentleness, more sweetness, more you are, maybe not you were kind always, but kindness, generosity also seen in our relationships. So, one of the main important aspect of brahmacharya is always look forward, never look behind. Really this sorry, regrets, past is, it happened. There was something which had to happen. So it's gone now, no? We sit and now ponder about that. But we should be happy that it's over. There was a sanskar, there was karma, something happened, it got cleared now. So when it got clear, then why I am again thinking, why it happened? Why it happened? Many things, it was drama, accurate, it happened. So how quickly I can manage to be in this stage of, I call it pure energy. These days I pay a lot of attention on keeping my energy very pure. In every thought, every word, every action, that is later, but attitude and energy should be completely pure. No, nothing from anywhere should stay within me. So there won't be reaction, there are Feelings should never get involved in situations. One time something happened, we all were in, Lucia and I sitting in front in Brazil. So most of the intellectuals, you know, are very much solution but issue based also, like, shouldn't be, what is right, this shouldn't be like. So there was a group of people, Baba's children, sitting, having breakfast and talking about an issue. So Dadi Janki was passing and they said, Dadi, please come 2 minutes, we need some help, can you guide us? Dadi said, but first change, why your faces are like that? What happened to you? First change your feelings, faces. I don't forget that, because how are you going to find solution, because you already have become part of problem, right? You have feelings, you have reaction, you didn't like it, it shouldn't be right, keep thinking. And I remember from that day, that don't get involved when Baba said be detached in the sense of feelings, no? Your feelings are sacred. If there is purity, there should be sacredness in your feelings, no? And really you start kind of joy and happiness in this quality of efforts. And these days I say even one thought or few thoughts which are useless thoughts or negative thought could affect you so much. And like we, for myself, I can't afford now. No way. Because we have to build up our energy, keep it constantly pure. So purity now is not just, as Baba says, celibacy. But purity is stay pure, unpolluted, very sacred, very holy. And that's what really Shivratri is about, no? Holiness. And then you find your, you know, every thought works, every thought. You will think and it will happen. Somewhere someone is touched by your thought. I noticed since a few years, you don't have to say it through words, because just through the thought, for Baba's service, this has to happen. And this thought is traveling now and there are souls ready for something. Whether they have to give money, whether they have to be cooperative, that soul gets touching. And you get a call, Sister Mohini, I have this thought for Baba, I want to do it. And I smile. It is Baba's yagya, and because I feel it should be done, and it's elevated pure thoughts, and it's traveling, and it will touch the right soul. Really experiment on pure energy of pure purity. But what happens with us, I sometimes really feel that we Brahmins, you know, okay, do service projects, this, that, we are always busy, karma yoga. That will continue, but keep improving your energy of purity and work from there. Most of your whatever has to be done will be through your pure thoughts, elevated thoughts. And then if necessary, few elevated words. And of course, we should be example. So because anything which is reaction or okay, you know that in USA people are very sensitive, must be in other countries. This one is emotionally abusive, this one is... Abusive word is considered to be, you know, anytime you are... You know. And I said, we have to go beyond that. Any kind of being abusive, violent, no, we have to be... Because otherwise, while settling karmas, we keep creating. While settling, we keep creating. And yesterday, Baba said, finish the book of karmic accounts, no? In olden days, people do business and they had a booklet. You go and buy something, $20, but you have only 15, so they write in that you have to go and pay them $5 later. So there is a book there where accounts are written. Same happens with our real life, no? We settle and then we create 10%, 5%, then that gets added to that case. So settle means something happens, something. After that there are no thoughts, no feelings. Just good wishes, Baba's love. So that's really, you know, we all feel it, but maybe not all the time, right? I think you all feel certain time, everything like should be like this, should be. But then, something just overtakes. And if, like yesterday Baba said, pay attention. Or this morning I like when Baba said, this switch of constant awareness. That is why one of the most important title of Shiva is Sadashiv. They never say Shiva. Sada, that means because he is consistent, he is benevolent. So now the last part at confluence stage for all of us, the reward and the result and the fruition of our efforts is to be consistent. So today Baba said, consistent awareness and just be happy. Peace is one thing, happiness. Someone said nicely, and I agreed, that what people need these days is happiness. And always feel, you know, a lot of people say, if I get sick, then this will happen. Until this day, if Baba is taking care of me, why he will not take care later? Why we have to worry? Your energy of trust, you know, trust in yourself, trust in Baba, is also part of purity. When there is purity, there is no fear. So I think that from here we should take it, no carelessness, no laziness and no excuses. Yeah, it's possible. Will we do that? Because when we come to Madhuban, it's a lot of effort, right? It's money, travel, from last year's experience of people getting sick and all that. So many people, even before, should we go or not go? But we have come, Baba has brought us here, but what we take with us from here should be this blessing from Baba, from yesterday's morning. So we carry that blessing with us, and when we go there, everything will be different, no? Outside world, every day is different, right? I was telling someone, feel so safe here, right? And it's so scary there. As soon as you go, the alertness, the fear, insecurities. And Baba has given us such a beautiful, safe environment. So we carry that with us, right? And just, I feel trust is such an energy. Just trust yourself, trust Baba, trust Rama. So we, Brahmachari. I liked one of the things from Brahma Baba. He had no fear. During partition, during picketing, he was insulted, criticism, power means not having enough at certain point, nothing to eat, but they will never fear. Someone send us 400 photograph of yagya. And so we decided to spend 3 hours one Sunday to enjoy yagya. No problem. So there were a lot of photos. So in one photo with Dari Janki also has kept, she shows me in London, Baba was very skinny, very skinny. And his legs were so tiny, so tiny. Because maybe that was the time there was no food. But his face was same. His face was same. So we all also living in the world which has lot of good, bad news. But these days fear is of fake news. What is true, what is not true. Because everything become political, power based. So all fake news come lot. But we have to just knowing what is happening, but not allowing also that to influence. That's something, you're a doctor, you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you know, they work on, if they are in Kali Yuga, they think on that basis, which is could be all right, but also we should have internally very clear what Baba wants us to do. What is Srimad? Someone sold a house, $500,000. So then she was talking to me and then she said, this is what my accountant has advised me, so I'm doing this. So I smiled, I didn't say anything because it's her choice, it's her destiny. Then she asked me, but what would you have suggested? I said, completely different. Because I will suggest Baba's, according to Baba Srimad, not according to the accountant. Accountants are necessary, but not for deciding about your fortune or whatever it is. Srimad is fortune, bestower of fortune. So, I think that Baba has given us Srimad. And we keep, you know, these days, as I said, keep very pure intellect. Don't worry about how many students, what is happening, this happening, you know. There are many things we are kind of become little bit insecure. It's Baba's service. Baba, we have to make our efforts, we have to plan. But in that plan also, then remain detached and keep doing it. But don't, you know, I sometimes always feel that for sake of service, for this, I am going to lose my whatever qualities I need to be. No way. That's not the time now. We did all that. We all did whatever. But at present, our lightness, our happiness, our purity, everything is serves. Wherever you are at airport, you serve, you are, wherever you are serving, no? That's what my experience is. Wherever, I'm sitting at airport, people still come. Wherever you go. Because everyone feels they need blessing, they need spiritual strength, they need something. So, stay very, very close to Baba, Baba's Srimad, and also Baba's Yagya. 84 years is not mean for an organization to keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. Maybe these days, even in India, there are not many who want to surrender. There are not many who, you know, want to live in a certain way. But if you see the expansion, and someone said, a Lokik person, that this organization grew with lot of you know, like there was a lot of people have misunderstanding. But if the foundation was not of purity and honesty, you cannot expand like this. Everywhere, even very top, somewhere, it doesn't continue or something happens. Some corruption, some power struggle somewhere. Yeah, we also have little things here, there. But Baba's, really, the way Baba is sustaining us is amazing. So keep company of Baba, be Baba's helper. And very few years left of confluence age. Have that life of attainment and joy and... whatever should be as God's child. Very, very joyful stage. Don't carry any burden. We don't need to. So, we go with, carry a lot of all what Baba is giving us here. Every little corner, every little space, everything, anywhere, whether Gyan Sarovar or Pandavavan or Shantivan, has something to give us, something to say to us. So I was thinking, when I go back, first thing I will say, let's make our places like Madhuban. No? Yes, we do get lost into this should be clean, this should be better. It's all right. Physical facilities and all that, which we are trying to see, make it better and better. But whole energy, the work, from 3:30 in the morning, is not a single day when you don't have tea ready at 3:30. Is there any day you went for tea at 3:30 and there was no tea? Yes or no? No? You all got tea every morning? Yes? That you can say yes or no. Now what is that energy which is moving things around the clock? Which is very invisible, and that is Baba's energy. Oh, I always say Dadi Prakashmani when she was here. From 3:30 until night. There was a lot of this thing that suddenly people come late or many tourists come or something. One time we had some people came from New York and someone told them in the town, they said where we could get food. It was 2:30 afternoon. This is only at Brahma Kumaris. So they came, though when they came in the kitchen, they said, well, we have wind up and of course there is food in the, you know, we keep it cool and they also keep somewhere. And, but we can't, we don't, I mean, those who have to serve, they're not here. But someone, they mentioned we are from New York. So I was still in the room and I called them, I said, and interesting, the people who were there came from here. So whatever dry stuff I had, fruit I had in the room, so I offered them, I said, take this, eat this fruit. They were very happy. But what I'm saying, even people outside say, if you want any time food, go to Brahma Kumaris, they will give you. We had been talking, Lord, I go to hospital and their projects, how they working. Everything I find is, you know, is growing and is... So it's Baba... No, where is Baba? Only I want to see Baba in a body. Unlimited oceans. We are used to, yes, we need drishti from Sakar Baba, then Avek Baba. But feeling Baba's presence, how things are functioning through us, is the best way to feel God. No? one guest said, each sevadhari in BKs has been brought from the land of deities. Because who will serve like this without getting big salary or acknowledgement or titles or whatever? Brahma Baba didn't start organization to collect money. But he started organization to use his money. Yesterday they were talking about a rich man who left some lot of money to be used in particular charities. And it's going on and on. So Brahma Baba wanted to use everything in worthwhile way. And then all of us, you know. Is there anyone who come here to fill pockets? But all what we do is replace our pocket, right? From perishable to imperishable. So Baba's principles, Baba's tasks, Baba's personality. Someone said, what's Baba's personality? So you can see it here. Okay, let's remember Baba and we all have to return and carry lot of treasures from here. They are very subtle. You have to observe them, not through these eyes, but in a subtle way.